Well, all right. The wait is over. You've been very patient. Today, we'd like to present to you Jazzy Blues All Up in My Soul, Act 1. This act features the talents of underserved artists in Seattle, like Ronquisha Ingram as our narrator, Butch Harrison as Louis Armstrong. Miss Flows appears as herself, the spoken word artist. Felicia Loud appears as Lady Day. JC Cage appears as the groundskeeper. And Miss Side Note is Mary Ann Osborne. There are three girls featured in this presentation. The voices of the three girls are LaTanya Horace, Josephine Howell, and again, Ms. Blows. Once again, we thank you and we invite you to this presentation of Jazzy Blues All Up in My Soul, Act 1.
Well, hello there, theater loves. Welcome to the show. Please allow me to introduce myself before this production begins. I'll be speaking with you periodically throughout this production. My name is Anne. I'm hoping that you appreciate this jamming theatrical experience. Jazzy Blues All Up in My Soul. Now, some of y'all don't know nothing about that jazz blues. So here's some information I'm sure you could use. Around about 100 years ago or so, music had a different groove. Sometimes a moaning blues. Sometimes a jazzy swing. Those late night jam sessions were the end thing. Shoot. Back then, even poetry had a different flow. And Harlem, well, that was the place to go. The migration was great. Child, folks were coming from everywhere. Chicago, the southern states, and all the way from New Orleans came one of jazz's greats.
Musicians don't retire. They stop when there's no more music in them. What we play is life. If you ain't got it in you, they can't blow it out. Hello there, it's wonderful to see you. I was just thinking to myself, blowing a tune, and reminiscing about the days of old, when that jazzy blues was all up in my soul. Yeah.
Woo, woo! Just hearing Louis' voice makes the hairs on my neck stand up. Now who that coming now?
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wow. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wow. Ooh, that was that real good, that feel-good music. You know, back in the day, way, way before the hip-hop and the bebop. I'm talking back in the day when Minnie's Moochin' and Low-Down Hoochie Coochin' was on the lips of Mr. Cab Calloway. Ella's Place was the spot. It was always hot, baby. That joint was jumping. That jazzy blues was always thumping out the door and down the block. Long before the days of glocks, just sweet jazzy jam sessions that hit that spot over and over again. A cool shot of gin. A secret game of craps between friends in the basement of the joint. Made it a point to keep the noise down because did nobody want the law coming round. you. This after hours felt like home. Yet it was upscale, bordering on classy. And even though Miss Ella could be quite sassy, that woman knew how to set a fine and mellow mood. Ella would scat you out your shoes. At the Tuesday night jam, Bessie Smith would sing that blues. Divas cleared the way whenever Lady Day stepped in. Ella and Billy were longtime friends. Two of the heaviest hidden divas of their day, if you will. Okay, here's the spiel. Round about the late 60s, the good time spots began to fade away. The world lost great musicians, vivacious vocalists, amazing actors and actresses, dynamic dancers. Entertainment, like bad teeth, had begun to decay. At present, Lady Day sits homeless on a crate, where the doorway of Ella's place once stood, and she ain't looking too good. Spirited beverages have become her only friends. Vodka, whiskey, rum, gin, whatever she can get, honey. Money she has not. When she isn't in her usual begging spot, she's resting up inside her cardboard box. Still, each day, she makes her way over to say, hey, to her good friend Ella, who isn't really there. But you swear she was, because the conversations are so interesting, as one-sided as they are. Miss Holiday, well, she still sees herself at that bar, on a stool, legs crossed, cigarette in hand, chatting with the proprietor, Miss Ella Fitzgerald, about the days of old, you know, when that jazzy blues was all up in their souls. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 do-wop. Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
Well, now that Miss Flo's done provide the background on where folks once enjoyed that jazzy blues sound, I'm gonna get y'all up to speed. Yes indeed. So now Ella done gone on to glory, and I left poor Billy behind. Let me tell you, life has not been too kind. These days, the lady sits outside the shell of a building that's mostly been bulldozed to the foundation. One brick wall remains, with a marquee that reads, Ella's Place. This was once a site of an after-hours establishment, owned and operated by none other than Ella Fitzgerald. All right now, friends, this story begins with Lady Day posted up on her crate just outside of Ella's place. Well, Lady Day definitely should not be. You'll see why later. Now, standing across the street, approximately 20 feet from Lady Day, three teens are in the process of living their dream. They are rehearsing, about to audition, at the Apollo Theater.
I'm nervous. I couldn't even eat this morning. Why? We stayed up all night singing. Girl, we got this.
I'm with her, Miss Bubblegum's over here. I ate this morning and now I regret it. It's like that last part just kinda got me scared. I don't do three-part harmony. Let's just keep it simple.
Quit it. We gonna make Lady Day proud.
Who? The bag lady.
Y'all are tripping. Y'all really don't know who she was.
Did you know Billie Holiday, born Eleonora Fagan, created a name for herself on the jazz scene prior to turning 18? Billie sang in nightclubs all over Harlem, New York, before being discovered by John Hammond. It was the year 1935 that Billie Holiday joined Count Basie's band, and saxophonist Lester Young gave her the stage name of Lady Day. God Bless the Child was one of her signature songs.
Okay, come on. Let's try that last part. Now let's go kill this Apollo audition.
Hey, new friends in here again. Now, here's where most folks will feel honored and proud to hear their songs, you know, being sang by the new generations. Yeah, well, not later day. They just ticked off in a major way, honey. Just listen.
Every morning with this woman, look at her. Now she mad at the little girls over there trying to rehearse for the audition. More like jealous, though.
Now, ain't that about some piss in a swinging jug? That's some show enough bull is what it is. Ain't nobody asked me nothing. I sing my own damn song. Ella! Ella! You hear that? Damn, sis. Look at us now. No teeth, sagging skin. Ella, where you at? Damn. Look at this place. It's a mess. The stools need new cushions. Feel like they're getting shorter, too.
Good morning, Lady Day. Ma'am, each day I tell you, you cannot be here. They pay me to keep it clean and free of any people. Now, I know you walked into fame at one time, and this was your friend Ella's spot. But currently, the powers that be are demolishing this site, and you have to stay off the property. I tell you this every day.
And you'll have to tell me again tomorrow. Get out of my face. I'm trying to socialize with my friend and have my drink. Ella, would you please tell your employee I got a right to be here? I don't think the youngster likes me. I try to be respectful.
Oh, she's trying to be respectful.
Please, I'm looking now.
Come on now. This old lady is a trip. Every day with this. She lucky I know it's Ella Fitzgerald Day today. She gonna be salty when they finish this demolition tomorrow. Go ahead on. Have your day, lady.
Yeah, and I will. That's why they call me Lady Day. Know that, youngster. See what I mean, Ella? They ain't got no respect these days. Like they had some yesterday. Woo! Oh, shame. This place was a place to be. The line of enter was stretched down the block and around the corner. After the Cotton Club and the Black and Tan. Ella's place was it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This joint was always jumping. You gave a strong and heavy pour, good plate of hot food, and a heaping helping of on-the-spot, dirty, scat-filled, jamming, jazzy blues sessions. Duke and Lewis would grab a tune and make it dirty. And Ella, you'd get off in there and you would scat. Sarah would sing and Cab would dance till the sun come up. I remember Ella. I do. Now, I don't know how I remember. I was very high in those days. Got my nod on regularly and drank a little bit too. But I hung in there. Literally sometimes. Yep, and when I was good, I think I was just born in a time when it wasn't hip to be my kind. You know, Ella, I could be up to my boobies in white satin with gardenias in my hair and no sugar cane for miles. But I still sometimes feel as if I was working on a plantation. But that music at Ella's always brought me back to my inner peace. Ella, you just made it feel like home. Cooking, scatting, jam sessions that went into the dawn. And when Bessie would come down, ooh-wee, that heifer and that blues. Oh, she cut up. Ma Randy taught that child well. The two of them out there cutting a rug after Ma Randy would get tipsy, she'd bend over and tap the floor. A mess. Bessie would drink your bar dry, but she paid nice for them. It would just make my heart full when Lewis and Duke would sit in and Max Roach would go home and bring his drum set. Just a mess, fussing with the crowd to move their tables for his kit.
Now, first of all, what was Max Roach doing there, Does Billy mean Chick Webb? And lastly, this woman's name is Billie Jean Baker. She ain't even really Billie Holiday. Our lady today is nobody famous. This woman done drank herself into oblivion. The real Billie Holiday died years ago. In fact, the jazzy blues all up in her soul was all made up in her inebriated mind. This has been a side note.
And when Cab would come in here with that high, good times. It's almost stage time. I better get inside and get my seat for the jam.
My, my, my. I truly hope you enjoyed that. I know that I did. And I'm looking forward to Act 2. It's coming soon, so keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. All right, listeners, we thought it only fair to allow at least one of those featured in this act to speak with you about their particular character. So today we're going to hear from Mary Ann Osborne. Okay, listeners, if you'd like to hear more from Mary Ann Osborne, please listen to our Conversations episode. You can hear from every single actor and actress involved in the project, as well as the producer. Don't forget Conversations. Also, know that we have a platform on YouTube. Ms. Flo's Jazzy Soul Theater is featured on YouTube. Check us out and see the video that accompanies the sound.